Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Now I want to welcome into the studio Alan Bracken from the Committee of 15, the Fianna Fáil Committee of 15, National Executive, Dublin Bay North. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, John. And, how are you?
Thanks for coming in to me. Just to tell the listeners, the Committee of 15, the National Executive, it sounds very posh. Tell us what it is.
Well, it might sound like that anyway, but... Right, the story is Committee of 15 is part of the Fianna Fáil National Executive. Each consistory in the country would have a consistory delegate, which would be on the National Executive. At Fianna Fáil Ardesh, the next Fianna Fáil Ardesh is on the 13th and the 14th of October, and it's back in Dublin at the RDS. Committee of 15 is 7 males, 7 females and 1 person from the north of Ireland. People would have to get a minimum of 5 nominations, either from party members, councillors, TDs, senators. And then their nomination would go in. You'd be nominated, and then after when you get your nomination, you'd have to go and canvass people around the country. So at the Fianna Fáil Ardesh, I was elected just actually 2 years ago this week. I got 101 number one votes, and I got in the skin of my teeth in the last seat by transfers. So it's like a local election.
Yeah,
you put your name forward, you canvass, you state what you've done for your local organisation, what you've done nationally, what you want to get done. Basically, you're a representation for the members of the party. So it's like people would vote for the local councillors, yeah. They'd act on their behalf in Dublin City Council or in Fine Gael, depending on what area. So if a member had an issue in a local level or a national level with something going on, not happy with something in the headquarters or in their local organisation, they'd contact myself and I'd make a recommendation to them, to the National Executive body.
And how long, when you do get elected, how long are you on the Executive?
The National Executive, I know some people in the past have been on it for a year. I'm on it. It's going to be 2.5 years now coming up of this October. I'm 2 years actually this week. It depends how when the Ardesh is on. It's usually about 18 months to 2 years, I believe.
So the Ardesh is coming up in October, you say?
Yeah, October the 13th and 14th. So I was down in Cork South Central there last week. I'll be going to breakfast morning in Meath this Friday. I'd be in Kildare with James Lawless. I'd be going to the Castle Bar to Mayo. I'd be canvassing as many CDCs. Yeah. Our CDCs, for the listeners, is like a local branch or common meeting. So it's like a local meeting that members of the local area would meet. They'd have an agenda, a report from a councillor. If they have a TD would give a report. So I'd speak and present myself to the members and canvass them that way.
So, yeah, they're looking for votes, more or less. Yeah,
yeah, votes. Yeah, votes. Number one, yeah. Number two, number three.
So give us an update there. We've talked before. What's happening? Local issues in there.
Yeah, at the moment, Dublin City Council is launching... 21st is this month on Crome Castle there with Dublin Cleanup.
That's right, yeah.
So there's a big cleanup all across city. Actually, every third Saturday as well down at Dollymount, there's a beach cleanup, which is every third Saturday, and that takes place from 11 to 1 p.m. every third Saturday. I actually do it now and again. It's actually great to clear your mind on a Saturday and clear up a bit of rubbish off there, especially if you do any running. Or
yeah, it's great to see communities coming out and getting together and they're doing stuff for their community. So it's a social thing as well as everything else.
Yeah, it's a social thing, and it's nice to keep things clean and tidy. And like, I don't know, sometimes I find like if you're, I don't know, if people are running around and if you run, if you fail, you could,
yeah,
you know, and it's just nice to keep things, especially with kids around you. You know, every niece or nephew, you don't want them to be picking up something that they could get something.
Yeah, so it's the Dublin cleanup.
Yeah, Dublin cleanup anyway. Yeah. And if you contact Dublin City Council, they'll be more than happy to assist in sending you any cleaning up material as well, or contact any local councillors, or in the Fianna Fáil team, contact Deirdre Heaney down at Clontarf, Sean Paul Matten down at Clontarf as well. And the Beaumont ward, we have Tom Bravison, and then we have Owen O'Brien, who is in the Holt Malahide ward, or you can contact Sean Hottie as well, he's our TD, or Dara O'Brien in the neighbour constituency as well.
And they'll all help out with this. Getting people.
They'd be out as well. And if you have any queries, they'd be any of the Fianna Fáil team be more than happy to assist. Or if they want to contact myself, I'll be able to assist them and direct them in the right route.
Okay. And what else? What else is going on around the area, or even nationally?
Yeah, Micheál Martin was with Timmy Dooley there last week. He was there regarding the EU celebrating as a 60th anniversary of the sign of the Treaty of Rome. The declaration that was issued was a full aspiration, was very, very little less substance.
Yeah.
And it's very clear regarding the how the union priority should be going forward. Barry Cowan has been really pushing a lot of issues at the moment, and there's an issue that's affecting my age group and the generation at the moment. There's an entire generation at risk of not having actually had an opportunity of owning our own homes.
Yes, it's very serious. Yeah,
like first of all, people are finding hard. One is to find a permanent job. Second is to have a permanent job to get a mortgage. We're risking the whole generation. It's housing is in the boom time. Prices are going up again. Deposits are hard. Like, I know people are, it's not nice saying they're waiting for some parents to die for deposits.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the truth. People are saving. With the height of car insurance, with Jame Lawless and Michael McGrath have been brought through to the Dáil regarding legislation regarding the price of insurance. Like, we're being hit at every single angle. You know, it's really unfair. And like Fine Gael, like people say we're in government, we're not in government, we're only in a confidence supply agreement.
People can be a bit confused about that.
People are getting confused. We're supplying the confidence, which is regarding the agreement we have with Fine Gael, to make sure certain policies are done. And if certain policy or things are not done, we will not be supporting Fine Gael. You know, we were supporting them at the moment. But it has to be very clear. We have to confidence supply. People think we're in government. We're not in government, you know.
Yeah.
And they all have the minister position. They've still not appointed a minister for Brixhouse, which is over a year now. And it's absolutely disgraceful. We've appointed Stephen Donnelly as our spokesperson for Brixhouse. And I think it's absolutely disgraceful that at this day that we still have a minister for Brixhouse. We have a lot of key issues that are coming down the line.
Oh yeah, it's very, very serious, and businesses are very nervous and looking forward. I just want to pop back a bit for a second. We were talking about children and parents helping out. As far as I know, there's a new rule now where that parents can't gift their children too much money because they'll be taxed on it.
Yeah,
just, you know, that doesn't help.
And it doesn't as well, especially if it's a large family or three or four siblings, you know. It can, or if someone's a lonely child, or they'd be taxed, and the family home might be too big, and there might be someone else to look after as well, you know.
Yeah, that only came in last Christmas, as far as I know. So it's harder now for parents to help out their children with deposits, on houses and stuff like that. It's disgraceful. But anyway, going back again, Brexit. People are very, very nervous about this, and as you say, there should be a minister for Brexit, but there isn't, and. People are nervous. They're not sure what's going to happen down the line. They're not going to say, like, especially businesses. I talk to a lot of enterprise centres and people like that, and they're all very, very nervous of what's going to happen, you know.
And especially with some businesses as well, when they have contracts regarding sterling against exchange rate with euro as well, that's going to affect them. Like, even a simple thing I was only thinking during the week was, you know, Parson Motel, people order stuff in the UK and get through Parson Motel. What's going to happen to businesses like that, you know? Like customs, are we going to be paying tax? Are we going to have agreements?
And they reckon it's going to take about 2 years
to happen. It's going to happen 2 years or could take longer. I think they're saying it's going to bring up to May of 2019, which will bring around the same time regarding the local election. And we could have a general election before that. But we need to basically, we need to work together as a team, as a country. And to, I'd call on Enda Kenny on Taoiseach to actually appoint a British Exit Minister as soon as possible. It would give confidence to the business, give confidence to the people in the state, that's the, and our European partners, that we're actually going to be taking this issue seriously.
Yeah, you mentioned there, the people have to work together, you know.
Yeah,
But the public wouldn't have much faith in looking at our parties and them all come together and working together.
I'm just saying for the issue regarding Brexit, we really do need a minister. Fianna Fáil have taken the lead regarding this. We were the first party that appointed Brexit as a spokesperson.
Yeah,
we're calling for a minister. You know, we have a spokesperson. Like, where's Fine Gael's spokesperson? Where's Labour or Sinn Féin's spokesperson on Brexit? You know.
Okay, well, there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. Yeah. There's the water fiasco that we won't even talk about because it's been talked about all over the place.
I'll quote what Barry Cowan said last night. Anyway, when all the spin will disappear this week, the facts will remain the facts. The water charges are not coming back, but the water is. I think it's 133 litres are going to give to each household. And
yeah, it's all up in the air at the moment.
It's all up in the air.
Anything else happening that we should know about?
Yeah, we have this Sunday, we have Fianna Fáil have the annual 1916 commemoration, which takes place on April the 23rd in Arbor Hill commemoration at Dublin at 12. Everyone is more than welcome to come along. On the 3rd of May, there's a commemoration regarding Commander Sean McLaughlin. This takes a Fianna Fáil event. This takes place in Glasnevin Cemetery at 6:15. For transport and further information on the event, you can call 087 690 2421. We have the Fianna Fáil Ardesh, is on the 13th and 14th of October, and that's back at the RDS in Dublin. If any members want to join the party, they're more than happy to contact myself, or if you go on the Fianna Fáil website, www.fiannafáil.ie, you can register and join as a member. There is a fee of €20 to be a full member of the organisation, but that gives you a full voting right to select your local candidates, vote for someone out of Ardesh, or to put motion forwards, which you can put forward at the next Fianna Fáil Ardesh. Then there's an event which is going to be later on in October. It is Sunday the 27th of October. It's the Wolf Tomb commemoration, which is in Buddhistown Cemetery in Salins in County Kildare. And then the Fianna Fáil President's Dinner is on. That's on the 18th of November.
The President's Dinner.
President's Dinner. There's a kind of a President's Dinner is called that members or people can attend. That's in the Burlington Hotel in Dublin too. That's on the 18th of November of this year.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of stuff happening there.
Yeah.
It's all free, I take it.
Yeah, all information is...
And all
yeah, and if people want to sign up for the Fianna Fáil update regarding newsletter, if you're interested in joining or interested in of key information that Fianna Fáil is leading on a national scale, you can sign up, and that's free of charge, straight into your inbox, free of charge, no fee.
Yeah.
And that's every Friday, so you just sign up on fiannafáil.ie and put in your email address, and... We'll send you out details every Fianna Fáil headquarters. Send you out details every Friday.
Right, now is there anything else you'd like to mention, Alan?
I'm a peace commissioner as well in the area. I was appointed there back late in December. So if I can assist anyone, if they need any documents signed, the service is completely free of charge. You can drop me an email or you can give me a call on 085-212-0019, or you can drop me an email, which is abracken.finafall.ie@gmail.com. So that's abracken.finafall.ie@gmail.com. And if you have any local queries or national queries, if you want to send them on to me, I can forward them on to the team of councillors, which I can send on, or contact, you can contact Deirdre Heaney in the Clontarf ward and Sean Paul Matten. And then we have Tom Bravison in the Beaumont Donegal, and our TD for the area is Sean Hoy.
Just give us that email again.
abracken.finafall.ie@gmail.com. And I think Sean Hottie's contact details would be sean.hottie@rockdis.ie, and then the first and second name at dublincity.ie for all the councillors as well.
Yeah, and that's all. That's all that information is available online.
Yeah, all information is online. Yeah. You just pop into Dublin City website as well for any other councillors as well.
Okay, Alan. Nothing else now? That's it. I think we've covered everything.
I think that's all it is for today anyway.
Okay, Alan. Well, sure, we'll be talking again. Sure, before the Ardesh.
Yeah, and, I'll be in and... Give you an update beforehand.
If exciting happens in the meantime.
Like, yeah, we'll be in touch anyway.
Like a government collapse or something, you know.
we never know anyway, but we need to. Yeah. Constant supply anyway is there at the moment, but we have to see what happens anyway.
Yeah.
Weeks is a long time in politics.
Okay, Alan, thanks very much for coming in to me. And we'll talk again.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Sean. Thanks for everyone for listening. Thank you.
Your 24-hour community radio station.
Neighbor FM.